Mm. You talking about when you were getting discharged, got wounded?
Yeah, I was just saying that I never really got to my second tour with you in Vietnam, but I was asked to go out with a squad of Marines one day as a scout to observe airstrikes when the jets come in and drop bombs. And of course I did, and I had allowed my KC to go visit his family, so he wasn't with me. But nonetheless, we went out, and make a long story short, that just happened to be January 9th was when I was wounded. I guess it's 26 years ago now that I think about it. I currently draw 50% disability compensation for defacing scars on my body.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of having been wounded by a mortar round. So I spent about 6 months in the hospital. And then I got out about 18 months early and I started college. Actually, I moved to Houston, Texas first. And I worked two jobs there, a construction job in the daytime, and I painted at night. And to pay for my car note, and then I decided I'd start college, and I did, and that's where I met my wife.
Where did you start college at?
State Tech. Mm-hmm. It's a technical institute in Memphis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when did y'all get married?
You're not supposed to ask me that. When did we get married?
Oh, you don't even know? Ooh, I'm going to tell
her. We were married in August the 21st of 1971. August 21st, 1971. Let me turn that this way so we can share that microphone.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. And we had our first child, Robin, a year later. And 3 years later, we had Renee, our second child, and then Scooter came along 8 years after Renee, I think. Is that right? Yeah. 6 years, excuse me. 6 years difference between those two, yeah.
Okay, describe each of them.
Each of them?
What? Like, what kind of personalities they have and how they get there.
Oh, Lord, bless their heart.
What are their strengths and weaknesses?
Oh, gosh. Well, Robin, the oldest, who's 22 and be 23 this April, she's kind of got my personality, which is probably not good, because I'm hard-headed. I'm one of these people that should have been born in Missouri. You got to show me kind of thing. But she finished school and she's certified to teach right now. So she was the type of child that had to, and even in college, she had to really study hard to make her grades. She did very well. Second child, Renee, who you're friends with, of course, her grades almost always seemed to have come real easy to her. I never really noticed her studying much. Although now, well, she's got, of course, some health problems, but in college now, she's having some problems, not because she doesn't have good study habits. She's got excellent study habits, or used to. Now, she may not anymore, but in high school, she did, and certainly in middle school, she had excellent study habits. We never had to concern ourselves with her or her grades. It was Robin we were somewhat concerned with. But personality-wise, unfortunately, she's got some of my personality, too. She's got some of a mother in her, which is good. Her mother's fairly well even-tempered. I am not. I'm very vocal and open my mouth, usually when I should keep it shut. And I thought that would get better as I get older, but it doesn't get worse. I'm quicker now to tell somebody what I think about them than I was when I was younger. And it's something I need to work on. But Renee is in many respects, very, very independent. And in some respects, she's dependent upon us, and I guess more particularly her mother. Her personality is a lot like mine, unfortunately. She's hard-headed, and so is my boy. He's hard-headed, too. He's a hard worker, which you have to be nowadays, especially nowadays, the way people treat you. And his grades don't come easy. He has to study like I used to. So, all three of them, I think, would be Robin's productive now, and hopefully get a job teaching. And And Renee, I know, will overcome her obstacles, and she'll do well, I'm sure. And Scooter will have a hard time of it, but I think he'll do well as also. I think he'll do okay.
Okay. Let's see. I think that's about it. Anything else you want to say?
Well, there's one question you didn't ask me, which a lot of people are very hesitant to ask, and that's if I've ever killed anyone. The reason I know that people want to ask that question is because I always wanted to ask it of others. And
I thought about it, but I was like, just wait to see if he said something about it.
Well, the only reason I'm saying something about it is because I felt quite confident that you would have thought of it or perhaps wondered it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly answer it, I don't know. And the reason I say that is because I have blown a lot of stuff up. I have purposely shot at people on more than a few occasions. So I would say that I've most likely, without a doubt, shot people. But to my knowledge, I never killed anyone. Which, if I did, I'm glad I never saw their face. I wouldn't want to carry that face around with me. It's hard enough carrying some of the faces I still see now when I think about it. Every time I look at, like on a golf course or a definitive tree line or something like that, it tends to remind me of the tree lines in Vietnam. And tree lines always presented ambush problems. So that's why you're focused on tree lines in the jungle and in war. And so to me, it's I've probably discussed with you now as much about my experience as I ever have with anyone. You're not the first person, though, however, that's asked to interview me. I had a young girl. She was probably in the fourth or fifth grade at the time. I worked with her daddy, and she needed to interview someone that had been to Vietnam. He had not. And anyway, she called me one night. He asked if it was okay if she asked me a few questions, and she did. So it wasn't nearly as extensive as this, but anyway, I appreciate the opportunity, seriously, just to sit down and discuss it with someone. I wouldn't discuss it with just anyone. If you weren't friends with Renee and called me, I wouldn't dare discuss it. There's a lot of things you and I haven't had a chance to talk about, but it's not necessary. A lot of detailed information that I could give you that would probably only nauseate you because of the, how should I say this? The interest today in both life and what's going on really has very little to do with what's been done, historically speaking. I mean, the past is the past. So what's more important and what I try to focus on is today. And that's where my focus is. I try not to regress. I try to go forward.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Has the experience in the war affected your life? Like, has it made some aspects, or has it changed the course of your life, do you think? Has it made things clear to you? Like how you were saying, when you wake up in the morning, you thank God for today.
Sure. I think people, myself, and maybe all people, wonder often, what is their purpose in life? You know, what really is my destiny? What am I here for? It depends, I guess, partly on one's religious background or how they feel, or if in fact they feel there's a supreme being. I happen to feel very strongly that certainly there is, at least in my life, without a doubt. And yes, I'm thankful for every day, but I today even wonder, what is my purpose? I should have died when I was wounded. Concussion should have killed me, without any doubt, because the booby trap blew up between my legs, mm-hmm. and the concussion alone probably should have killed me. But it didn't. I'm still here now after two heart attacks and raising 2.5 kids, and so I'm still here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess, as you know, I'll be needing a heart transplant. I need a heart transplant down the road. So yeah, you know, you tend to wonder, well, gosh, you know, what's it all about? My personal belief is that this is one level or one plane of learning within this big universe, and I really believe that once we get through here in terms of learning, now by that I mean learning spiritually, mm-hmm. I think we move on to another level. So when people talk about eternal life or heaven or hell and such as that, I view it as being really, sometimes think that where we are is hell. I think we work hard and make the best out of it that we can. Mm-hmm. Surely the God does someplace better at times. I don't mean hell literally, but I think that you know, life's not easy. Life gets tougher. Life is harder to live for me today with all the things that are going on than it was when I was younger. When I was younger, I didn't have the responsibilities I have today in terms of children and family, because that changes your whole life. Absolutely. So, anyway, knowingly, I've never killed anyone. I've had to crawl into holes and blow stuff up and all that kind of good stuff. I've been a radio man, point man. I did a lot of things while I was overseas to learn and try to stay alive. And a lot of folks didn't make it. I had some friends that didn't make it, and some that did, and maybe they would have been better off if they didn't. I don't know. But it was an experience, yes, to answer your question, that certainly changed my life. I think experiences in one's life, regardless of who it is, you included, they build over time. You learn, you mature over time. That's why it's called life. Otherwise, everybody would be born with it, and hey, you're here 2 days and gone somewhere else. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So it's a long process, very long process. But I do wonder sometimes, you know, why me, and what's left, and this sort of thing. So I think about this thing. Sure.
Okay, I guess that's about it. Okay. I think, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I was sitting here thinking about some of the things we didn't get a chance to discuss. My second tour. But that may not be worth discussing. Some of the things that occurred. But I appreciate the opportunity to share this stuff with you.
No, I appreciate you I'm sure this is going to help immensely. So I didn't know half the stuff that you were talking about. Now I know, so...
Yeah, well, now, if moving forward, once you leave here, you go back to do your report or whatever it is you've got to do with this information. If you need me to clarify anything in terms of what's on the tape or what we discussed, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do that for you. Right. And if there's anything I can think of that would be of any importance other than what we've discussed, I can't think of anything right now. I'll share.
Okay.
Do you want to know anything else about my family? Was there anything I was real brief on my description of their personalities? And
describe your wife more. I know your wife.
My wife, I haven't said much about my wife. Met her in college, as I indicated. She and I fortunately have grown together over the years rather than apart. And she's just real strong. And she's real close to the kids. And she's a good woman. She really is. She's very strong. Much stronger than I ever thought she was. She's been married now for 23 years, 24 years, something like that. But I'm glad I found someone that would put up with me, quite frankly, because I was pretty wild early on. Wild, I'd drink and lay out and, you know, just kind of party. You know, I wasn't here. I was in Vietnam during no bra and mini skirts. I hadn't ever seen anything like that. So, but anyway, I just worked long hours and I worked hard and just tried to provide for my family and had some ups and downs. Like I said, I was fortunate to find somebody that'd stick around and stick with me, which she does. So she's great. Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's about it.
Okay.